This is Dustin Dilberg, and I want you to try something with me. But you really have to focus to fully understand what I'm talking about, so please step away from your distractions. I want you to close your eyes, relax, and picture this. A lemon, but not just a lemon. A beautiful, ripe lemon hanging from a tree with all the scents of the lemon orchard that you imagine yourself standing in. It smells so good, so fresh. You can smell the grass, you can feel the breeze, you can feel the sun resting on your face. Now I want you to reach up and imagine picking a lemon off the tree. I want you to scratch the outside of that lemon and watch the oils from the peel mist into the air and just smell how good that is. Now I want you to imagine taking a knife and cutting a wedge out of that lemon. Taking that wedge of lemon, and I want you to bring it up to your nose and smell it and take a large bite right down on that lemon wedge. Now, most of you can feel your mouth watering, but why? Why is it watering? Why is your saliva activated to try and digest the imaginary lemon juice that you just consumed? You were only thinking about the lemon. You weren't really doing it, but your thoughts are powerful and they impact your health, your actions, and your confidence. As it says in Psalms 94, verse 11, the Lord knows the thoughts of man, that they are vanity. This verse strikes me pretty deep. It's so true. We are so commonly caught up in things that are far from what is righteous, true, honorable, or far from the goodness of God. These thoughts can and often do cause an instinctive reaction that might not be appropriate for the reality of our situation. When we stop and think about it, oftentimes it takes a different perspective to realize how blessed we are, that whatever it is that we're stressing about or worrying about doesn't really require that much worry or energy. So ask yourself, what truly matters to you? What do you think about that might be getting in the way of what truly matters to you? Or getting in the way of your relationship with God? Getting in the way of living your life as though you are truly a child of God? Ask yourself, what's keeping you from being the very best you? Philippians 4:8 says, finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. So I want to encourage you, because it all starts with your thoughts. Think about how blessed we are. Think about how positive even the worst things in our life could be. God has a plan for each and every one of us. And if you can keep your thoughts pure and positive, it seems to be able to influence others and impact your life for the better. I like to think that when you're unstoppable, you master your thoughts. Thanks for going on that adventure with me. Hope you have a great rest of your day.